Country, rock, Motown, Zydeco, and more. Arts, crafts, hamburger eating contest, hamburger cook-off, a baby crawling contest, rides, games, $10 adults, $5 for students, kids under 6, free. May 20th through the 22nd. It's a weekend of North Shore family fun at St. Tammany Parish Fairgrounds, Covington. St. Tammany Hamburger Festival.com.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of the show, and we got a bunch of great guests, so we're going to get to our first guest, but we always like to talk, of course, about the New Orleans Saints. Last week on Thursday afternoon, the schedule was released, and that was a big deal, and just looking at the schedule, the Saints have some difficult games, a team that almost made the playoffs last year. I think it's a good travel schedule, too, for those Saints fans who like to, you know, bring the brand name across the country. So that's exciting as well. We just had the draft recently, a couple of free agent signings. So a lot of stuff to talk about with, you know, we love to have our great relationship with the NFL Network. And we have another lady joining us who's an analyst and analytics expert with the NFL Network, Cynthia Freeland. So, Cynthia, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so it's always great talking to you guys. And the Saints have been very busy, since the draft with free agency, with two LSU football players, Tyrann Mathieu, a Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs, played LSU, of course, and Jarvis Landry, who did play pretty much at the same time, wide receiver for LSU, who's now signed with the Saints as well. So I'm one of those more critical kind of guys. Is not as always so optimistic about, you know, the home team, even though I'm, of course, for them. But I think they've improved, in my eyes, their chances of making the playoffs in this coming season. So I want to get your thoughts on the overall picture with the draft, bringing in Olave, the wide receiver, the offensive lineman, the left tackle, bringing these two guys in free agency, and the fact that the schedule, I think, is somewhat manageable. So I want to get your thoughts overall where you see the Saints in this coming season.
I think the Saints are kind of a surprise team because I think, you know, obviously you get a different coach and, you know, Drew Brees 2 years ago gone and, you know, will Michael Thomas be back? There's all these questions it feels like. And then, of course, with Tom Brady coming back and it feels like, okay, Bucks division, got it. And then people are, I think, sleeping on the Saints. I think actually the defense is what makes me, you know, really excited about the Saints' outlook. So, and I like Chris Olave. I think he's a wonderful route runner. He's going to be, I hope Michael Thomas is fully healthy because I want to see both of them together. That would be a pretty nasty combination. Then you add Jarvis Landry into the mix too with Alvin Kamara. And like, that's going to be a really pretty looking offense. So I think, you know, but I think people are kind of sleeping on the Saints defense for sure. And, you know, you've got guys like Cam Jordan who I think they're, as much as he's not like underrated, we don't maybe talk about how great he is. Like, you know, people will talk about, you know, maybe these guys because they move so much, like the Khalil Macks of the world or whatever, moving teams. But I don't know, man. Like, it's that defense is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, and Cam Jordan was so good at the end of the season. I mean, he was willing the Saints to hopefully make in the playoffs, and then the Rams didn't cooperate. Which was ironic that they didn't cooperate and then they win the Super Bowl. I mean, so Saints fans are even more, you know, they become number two behind the Falcons as the most disliked Saints opponent based upon those things. So I remember I was doing the show and during that Rams 49ers game and the way it turned out. But there are issues out there, I guess. And I want your thoughts on this. Jameis Winston. My concern with Jameis Winston is, you know, he's not really old, but he's got a little mileage on him. He's coming off an injury. It didn't seem like there was a lot of interest from other teams in the NFL for him. And that concerns me in any business. Unless I think that nobody knows what they're doing in my business except for me. So I want to get your thoughts on that, because I haven't heard that a lot, but I always bring that up on Jameis Winston.
You know, it's funny because I think most people just thought he was going to re-sign with the Saints. I don't know if they thought he was like, you know, that you're right. They didn't make like a big package or a big offer for him like some of these other guys. But at the same time, you know, the overture didn't need to be like it would be for a Matt Ryan, who, you know, was a first round pick or a very first pick, you know, like for the Falcons not that long ago. And I mean, I guess 14 years, whatever. But like, you know, I think that because the deal was structured the way it was, I think a lot of people are like, and we don't actually even know how many people did call and inquire about Jameis. Right. So I don't know, because I feel like all of us analytics people were pretty high on him. So like if you see even PFF, all of the different different analytics bodies were much higher. So I guess maybe it'll come out at some point. But I feel like, you know, that front office does a good job of kind of doing sort of like they tell their players and they kind of do the honest thing, right? Like we're going to reschedule. Okay. We're restructuring. Okay. We're going to sign. Okay. I feel like that's kind of their thing.
What do you think about Dennis Allen? I know that he had, you know, the 25% winning percentage with the Raiders. And I know the Raiders went through issues for many years, but nobody had that bad of a record. So, and I guess the theory was, let's try to maintain continuity and consistency with the Saints because we're losing Sean Payton. I thought they should have gone in a different direction. I thought Doug Peterson would have been a great fit, winning a Super Bowl. And also the fact that he was a quarterback, and that could be helpful as well. So what are your thoughts on the decision to go with Dennis Allen and not necessarily go for a guy like Doug Peterson?
Probably the continuity factor being so strong. Also, there's something about, like, if you're loyal to the people, like, think about, like, how the front office operates, right, and how, you know, the loyalty to the staff. It's hard to have a lot of turnover. It's hard on the under coaches, meaning the position coaches and the guys who are in quality control. Their families moving and stuff too is very, very difficult. So they're probably, you know, trying to figure out, okay, we've got Jameis might not be the guy for forever. So we've got a quarterback. Maybe this isn't the year we bring in a quarterback. We don't need necessarily to go get the splashy coaching hire that would upend everyone. Maybe we have enough pieces here where we actually have something where we, like, I think that, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, sometimes you start too soon with a remake and you can be in a world of hurt that is not necessarily, you don't even necessarily need to do that. Like, there's quarterbacks coming in this next class. Give Dennis Allen a real chance. It makes the other coaches feel like, okay, when I get hired at the Saints, I get a real chance to, like, make this my career. It's not some transient 3-year deal.
Yeah, and the other thing, going back to when we started the conversation about Tampa Bay, and I just looked at the odds, even with the Saints, I think upgrading with their last two free agent signings, Tampa Bay was like minus 350 to win the division. Saints were plus 55 to 1, which is, like you were saying, they're under the radar, not getting a lot of respect, mm-hmm. especially the fact that the Saints have won, what, 4 in a row, I think, in the regular season against right. Tampa Bay. So I'm just wondering, those are guys who are good at what they do when they make odds. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Are the Saints, like you said, are they Saints better than what most people think they are?
Yeah, I think they're going to win more games than that for sure. The Saints, so the thing about the NFC that's very strange is the schedule will really dictate who gets into the playoffs, because the AFC, that one's more, I mean, the AFC West, like, forget about it. That whole division's a nightmare. Like, I wouldn't want to have to play those games. But the NFC South, like, the Bucs look pretty strong, but the other two teams do not. Then the schedule, you know, you look through and you have some kind of, you know, areas where the Saints can really do some damage and win these games. And, you know, I think, you know, the Vikings game could be one of the ones that comes down to like a playoff spot, a wild card berth between both the Vikings or the Saints. So I actually think that I think they're being slept on. And I think part of that is because there was so much free agent quarterback movement and the Saints didn't do that. They didn't get a new guy from a different place. So I think that's why those win totals look low, but I think you will probably see closer to the season, those things will creep up because I think, you know, I don't think I'm the only one that sees this.
And the other thing is, I always look at how many night games the Saints get because, like I said, mm-hmm. the NFL thinks how good they're going to be. Three night games and they get a London game. Generally, they don't like to send the teams that are Super Bowl contenders to London, I think. So do you read anything into that, the London game and the three night games?
I don't. I mean, I think that means that they all got to take a turn internationally. It's hard on every team to do that. So, okay, get that out of the way. But also, you know, the night games means that they think they're going to be, that they have a really good chance to be good because they don't put the teams that they don't think are going to draw the big rating in the big spot. So that's kind of my thoughts on that.
Well, that's interesting. Hey, and it's I appreciate the time and, you know, love having you guys on. Hopefully we'll have you and Steve and all the great people at the NFL Network during the season as well as we get into the season. But so you feel good. I'll let you go on this. You feel that the Saints are definitely a legitimate playoff contender.
I do. I think that it will come down to winning some. I think, like I said, that Vikings game is going to be that one's going to be a very important one because, you know, the NFC North, maybe two teams come out of there and maybe it's the South. And, you know, I know we have three wild card teams now, but I think that those could be some pivotal ones. But I definitely think this is a team that is either it's going to come down to it and have a good chance to make the playoffs.
Hey, Cynthia, thanks. Always appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk during the season.
You got it. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of In the Paint right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Joe Pepe and New York Life Insurance Company. They are a Fortune 500 company and have been in business for over 150 years, currently hiring entry-level life insurance agents and financial planners in the metropolitan New Orleans area. They provide investment opportunities and peace of mind for their clients. Call them or text them today at 833-DAT-LIFE.
All right, we're back, and we've got a bunch of great guests coming up. But let's start with my next guest who's been on with me before. He is in charge of course, the Bayou Boogaloo, which is this weekend, also Friends of Bayou St. John. That is Jared Zeller talking about Bayou Boogaloo this weekend, Friday through Sunday. So, Jared, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, happy to be on your show again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad that you guys, you know, I know last year was a little bit different because of COVID. Now you've got it back in full swing. So tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned this weekend.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Well, we're most excited about being back on Bayou St. John, right?
Yeah.
Where we were founded, and it's a historic waterway. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why New Orleans exists is because of this historic waterway and the access to the Mississippi River through something called a portage. So it's a super special place. And we've got some great musical guests this year. Ani DeFranco is going to come. Dragon Smoke, which is members of Galactic. Ivan Neville also sits in with that group. We have the Soul Rebels, Sonny Landreth coming from Lafayette, one of the guitar wonders of the world, and the Squirrel Nut Zippers, and many others. We have over 35 musical acts over four stages, and we have a kids area. So, you know, there's lots of different diverse programming for everybody. One of the new things we have this year is a brass barge stage. So that barge will be actually in the water on Bayou St. John and will feature some of New Orleans' hottest brass bands on that stage. That kind of rounds out the musical lineup, and everybody loves to eat while they're at a festival. So we've got some new food vendors this year. We focused on going after some gluten-free and vegan New Orleans classics. And we've also got some food trucks for the first time. And we've got some of New Orleans, you know, more popular food vendors. Dat Dog is going to be out for the first time, and the Southern's Fried Chicken. They operate out of a food truck, super popular here in New Orleans. So we also have an art market that's curated, and we have over 60 amazing local regional art vendors displaying and selling their wares. So it's a great time. Hopefully the weather cooperates with us. You can get advanced tickets on sale at thebayouboogaloo.com. This event is produced by the Friends of Bayou St. John, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that is dedicated to preserving Bayou St. John neighborhood and its canopy of trees. So that's about it. That's the long and short of it, I guess.
I was just looking at the website, the bayouboogaloo.com. It's got all the information on there, and you talked about, right, the great music and guys like Sonny Landreth, who are legendary performers, and the stages, and of course, you want to mention exactly where you guys are located on Bayou St. John, because and about parking, of course, as well, because people want to know where to park to attend. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So I would say the center of our event is at the corner of Orleans Avenue and Bayou St. John. So the landmark would be, you know, the American Can Company. Many people know that structure. It's been around in New Orleans a long time. It's now an apartment building. But Orleans Avenue at the corner of Bayou St. John. So our festival runs, it's about six city blocks. It's a linear event that takes place on the banks of the bayou. So that runs from Lafitte Street to Dumain Street. And you can access the festival several ways. And we encourage people to try to take their bike or public transportation, a streetcar if you can. It's located on the Lafitte Greenway, which is a bike path from the French Quarter to City Park Avenue. You can take the RTA streetcars and get off at Canal and walk two blocks. And if you're driving in from the area, there's parking in the neighborhood. There's several folks that will be offering some parking. I know Morris Jeff Community School will be parking people, the Deutsches House. There will likely be some signs in the neighborhood. But, you know, just be wary of blocking driveways. It is a neighborhood-based event, and so we want to be kind to our neighbors and just be smart, follow the signs. And, you know, City Park is just a few blocks away, so you can park on City Park Ave and walk over if you like.
That sounds great, man. It's always a great time over there, and it's going to be a little bit warm, but I think it's going to be dry, which is good. Just make sure you stay hydrated and find a good parking spot and come over and hear some good music and eat some good food. So we're going to mention again before we go off the air, but it's always a great event. I'm glad it's back, so you got to be really happy about that.
I'm very happy about it. It's a lot of work. We work on it many, many months of the year. And, you know, it's going to be a relief once we're back on the bayou and seeing something that we built over 15 years ago. You know, this thing was a post-Katrina feel-good story. And I almost feel like it's important for it to come back again as a post-COVID feel-good story. So we're excited about that. And, you know, keep in mind, you know, guys, Uber and Lyft is a great way to get to events, especially if you plan on imbibing in any alcoholic beverages. Be smart, be safe, drink lots of water, like you said. But we'll have lots of beverages out there, alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Hey, sounds great. Thanks. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Jared, and wish you a lot of
success. Hey, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care. Thank you, man. That was Jared Zeller with the Bayou Boogaloo and also friends of Bayou Sage Ed, who puts it on. Let's get to our next guest, Danielle Del Sol, the PRC Executive Director, because Julia Jump is back, and they've been doing it for quite a while. I believe this is the 43rd annual. They're doing it the Four Seasons, so all the information is at prcno.org. So, Danielle, thanks for joining me. And, again, you guys got to be really excited about bringing Julia Jump back at its 43rd season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mitch. We are thrilled. We haven't gotten to do Julia Jump. The last one was 2019, so it's been a few years. We're so excited to see people back in person for our signature spring gala again. And to be able to be at the Four Seasons is so exciting. You know, we remember just a few years ago when we were advocating for that building to be saved and, you know, renovated instead of being torn down. So the fact that it was renovated so spectacularly, and now we're going to go celebrate that with them in their beautiful ballroom. It's all coming together beautifully, and we're very excited.
Well, it sounds great. We got to run to commercial. If you want to stick around, we'll talk more about it. Okay, we're going to in a few. But the website, of course, is prcno.org. It's going to be May 20th, so it's coming up this later in the week over the weekend, 6:30 to 10:30, and I think it'll be a blast. I've been to so many of them, and they've all been so much fun. So why don't we take a break, Danielle, and when we come back, we can talk more. You can give us all the details about
what you
guys got planned. So we're going to take our break, and we'll be back with the second half of the show with Danielle and talking more right after these messages. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With 3 metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. A single car crash in Washington Parish claims two lives. Trooper William Huggins says the driver, 31-year-old Pamela Brown and 16-year-old Jaquan Brown of Kentwood, were both killed when the Hyundai they were in veered off the road shortly after 11 p.m. Saturday.
After it left the roadway, the Hyundai struck an embankment, went up in the air for a little bit, and then began to overturn off the roadway before hitting two trees.
He says both were pronounced dead at the scene. Three unrestrained juveniles in the back seat of the car were taken to a local hospital. Impairment is suspected. Former Saints quarterback Drew Brees was let go from his contract with NBC Sports after just one season, setting off a storm of speculation about his future, with Brees even alluding to the possible return to football. Saints coach Dennis Allen doesn't see a reason to take it seriously.
But certainly, you know, I think it was a comment made in jest, and we certainly hadn't had any conversations in that regard.
LRN.
Everybody has a story, a dream. We don't always know where it'll take us, even against all odds.
I was born small. They said I was weak, that I wouldn't make it. Said my heart wasn't strong enough. But through the years, I've shown them what heart looks like. Again and again. I've had help. Mom got me the right care and the right doctors from the start, with Blue Cross coverage.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Now, I'm the one breaking hearts. Don't let people tell you who you are. Show them.
With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to making your dream a reality. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
All right,
we're back, and we were speaking, of course, with Danielle Del Sol with the Preservation Resource Center, the executive director, about Julia Jump 43rd. So, Danielle, thanks for holding, and so tell us a little bit what you guys got planned on May 20th, this coming weekend.
Yeah, it's Friday night, and it's going to be a glamorous affair. We're saying black tie recommended, so that means we'd love it for you to dress up with us and, you know, look your finest. If that's not your bag, we understand. Come anyways. Yeah. And, it, you know, we're offering a lot of really fun in-person things at this event. You know, auctions have gone to the point where people can bid at home and all of that. We want you to come in person. We have incredible auction items, and raffle packages is something new this year. Really cool raffle packages. For example, you pay $25 for a raffle ticket. We have all these different packages that all of them are valued over $1,000. One of them is called Time to Wind Down. You get over 30 bottles of fine wine, and then Pelicans Executive VP of Basketball Operations, David Griffin, and his wife, Meredith, will host a food and wine pairing session for you and a guest. So we have Pelican stuff. We have Saints experiences. We have hotel stays. Lots of really fun things. We'll have music at the event by the Top Cats. Of course, delicious food and beverages. And just another great opportunity to get back together in person and celebrate our beautiful city and our shared passion for preserving it and keeping it wonderful for all of us.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's amazing that it's the 43rd year doing it. You recommend going to the website, prcno.org, to purchase tickets, to get all the information for Friday's event?
Yes, and I also want to let people know, because I know parking down at the Four Seasons can be kind of daunting, but they are doing $10 valet at the entrance for Julia Jump participants.
Yeah, well, it's great. And also, you can find parking on the street if you desire to do that as well. I mean, you know, they're not as being as tough as they used to be, I think, on that.
That's true.
Yeah, so, but no, I don't want to tell anybody. And then they get a ticket, they're going to blame me. You know, we don't want that. But anyway, it sounds fantastic. Again, this Friday night, 6:30, 10:30, the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel. And it's a great cause. And so I'm glad you had some time to spend with us to talk about it. And we'll mention again before we go off the air, because this is something that everybody should support. It's a great event, and you guys do such a wonderful job in the community. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It was great to be with you today.
All right. Thank you. That was Danielle Del Sol with the Preservation Resource Center, executive director about Julia Jump. And now, of course, NAFI's coming up. A lot of great events associated with NAFI, the wine dinners and the tastings and Finol and all that great stuff. So Amy's with us, and she's been on with us before to talk about all these great events. You got the Ella Brennan dinner coming up. You got the wine dinners. There's so many things to talk about, the grand tastings. So Amy, I'm going to let you have the floor and tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned coming up for this year's NAFI.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be back to our normal walk around events like we had planned for 2020, us going back to our new normal and having our full on NAFI this year, this June 7th through the 12th. So coming up, and we have, you know, about 40 events, including all of our wine dinners and seminars, but you know, all the big events that NAFI is known for, a Friday and Saturday grand tasting, Vinola, which is our premium wine event. We also have our burlesque, bubbly, and brunch that we're super excited about on Sunday. So a lot going on that week.
Yeah, and Vinola's, you get the best wines. You can try a lot of great wines, so that's important. Everybody loves burlesque. The different restaurants to do the wine dinners, the grand tastings, a lot of great wine and a lot of great food as well. Like you talked about, on June 10th at 6 to 9, then June 11th at during the day, 2 to 5 at the Sugar Mill, right across from the convention center. Where would our listeners get information if they want to decide what they want to do? Because they can purchase tickets for multiple events. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So everything, all of our schedule, all of our events is at nawfee.com. That's OWFE.com. And there's multiple ways to buy tickets. You can do the a la carte option, which gives you, you know, the freedom to mix and match whatever events you want to do. But we also have three different packages that includes a lot of our events, the grand tasting package, which of course comes with both tickets to each day. We have the connoisseur package that includes all of our events, Tournament of Rosés, Vinola, Labs, and then the VIP package, which gets you lounges, VIP lounges to our grand tastings, and also a half hour early entry to a lot of our events as well. So I think you really can't go wrong with an a la carte ticket or our packages. And you can see our total schedule on nalfi.com. A lot going on Tuesday as well, where we're doing our Ella Brennan Award Gala, honoring Chef Frank Brightson, which we're super excited about because normally that's in January of each year, but we moved it to June to kick off Nalfi Week.
That's a great idea, and that's always a wonderful event. There's always a reception before it as well, and he's a good guy. He's a very deserving honoree. So tell us a little bit more about the Ella Brennan dinner.
Absolutely. So we're super excited about our new partnership with the Four Seasons Hotel. We're actually utilizing their space for the Ella Brennan Award Gala and also Vinola. And so on Tuesday, June 7th, we're going to have a VIP reception at 6 o'clock. And then the actual award gala starts at 7 p.m. And it's just going to be a whole night completely dedicated to honoring and celebrating Chef Frank. He's done so much for the community. He's given back. He's been such a mentor to so many chefs in the city and beyond. And we are so excited and honored to honor him. And so that award gala starts at 7. It goes till about 10 o'clock. And that's completely open to the public. Anyone can come to this, and we would love to have you.
Well, that sounds great. And like you said, if you go to the website, nowfe.com, you can get all this information, decide what events you want to participate in, what you want to purchase, and to make your decision. So I think it's going to be it's great to be back, right? We're in full swing, so that should be a lot of fun for you guys.
Absolutely, full swing. You know, this is our first time back really planning the event how we would have years ago. You know, for our 2021 event, we could only have about a quarter of the amount of attendees we normally have due to rules and regulations, you know, at the time. And so for us to be able to have 850 people per day back at the Grand Tastings at the Sugar Mill, it's just been such a joy for me and my team to be able to plan a normal Nalfi.
It's great. I've been there so many times and it's been awesome. I mean, the food's fantastic at the Grand Tastings and the wine selection in Vinola, where you have the even higher end wines, and then the burlesque shows you guys do. So you've covered everything. So it should be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. I know most of these events are indoors, but it should be let's in the parking and all that stuff that goes along with it. So it should be a great Nalfi back in 2022. So I'm sure. You guys are going to do great this year.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are very lucky to have a majority of our events indoors. You just never know with New Orleans weather. We've learned that the hard way over the years with the Royal Street Stroll. So, this year, just very looking forward to, being in the air conditioning inside for the majority of our events. So, yes, absolutely wanted to touch on our, most premium wine event that we have. That's going to be on Thursday, June 9th, Vinola. Going to be at the Four Seasons, really beautiful wines. Super excited about that one and have some great restaurant participants. And then on Friday, we do have about 4 seminars Friday morning, classroom style at the New Orleans Culinary and Hospitality Institute. And then we go into our smaller excursions that we call experiences. And we have a couple on Friday and then our Friday evening grand tasting. And then same schedule on Saturday, labs in the morning, a couple of experiences off premise, a Saturday afternoon grand tasting, and then our Rosé competition called Tournament of Rosés, which we love. We have out on Fulton Street this year. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's sponsored by Harrah's. Love Tournament of Rosés. Perfect weather for rosé. Really couldn't be a better event for June. And then that leads us to Sunday. We have our burlesque show, and then we actually have two options that day. You choose burlesque at 11 a.m., and then we actually have a drag show at three, both at the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel. So we have a kind of, you know, pick what you want type of thing going on. And that's Nalfi Week in a nutshell.
That sounds great. It's a full week of great activities. So, hey, Amy, thanks for joining me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and about these great events. You got me hungry right now, too, and thirsty.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about it, and we're excited to have everybody out for Nalfi coming soon.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, and we'll talk real soon. Thanks again. Have a great
thank you.
You have a great day, and I think Nalfi's going to have a great year as well. So thanks again, Amy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Nalfi. It's back. That's great. We talked about that great event. And, of course, the 43rd Julia Jump Preservation Resource Center. So we're going to wrap up all these events in our next segment. Hopefully we'll talk to Gary Smith a little bit about the NBA and the NFL as we go to our final break here live in New Orleans. And I just brought up the weather thing. I know they only have a couple of events outdoors this year for Nalfi, but still, you never know, because they're already talking about some low or something for next week. But we'll see. Everything should be fine. All right, we'll talk to you in the next segment right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Homer. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Joe Pepe and New York Life Insurance Company. They are a Fortune 500 company and have been in business for over 150 years, currently hiring entry-level life insurance agents and financial planners in the metropolitan New Orleans area. They provide investment opportunities and peace of mind for their clients. Call them or text them today at 833-DAT-LIFE. All right, we're back for the final segment. Before we get to my final guest, I just want to mention again, playtimberlane.com. You can call them at 504-367-5010. I know it's a little warm out there. Get out there early in the morning and play some golf. I just watched the end of the Byron Nelson leading up to the PGA, which starts on Thursday. That's at Southern Hills, one of those famous golf courses in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wide open. It's hard to pick. I know you can go bet those things across the street. Hard to pick those kind of things. But I want to thank, of course, Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network. Great information on the Saints schedule, the draft, as well as their free agent acquisitions. Jared Zeller with Friends of Bayou St. John, Bayou Boogaloo. comes up this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at famous Bayou St. John. It's a great event. It's going to be warm out there, but they got some shade and great food and drinks there. And we talked to Amy with Nowfe, N-O-W-F-E.com, about the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience with the great events. The Ella Brennan's June 7th at the Four Seasons. The wine dinners are June 8th. You've got the Vinola at June 9th. At the Four Seasons, you get the Grand Tastings of the Sugar Mill, which are June 10th, 6 to 9, June 11th, 2 to 5. And then we talked to Danielle Del Sol, the Preservation Resource Center Executive Director, about the 43rd Julia Jump, which is this Friday night, May 20th, at the Four Seasons from 6:30 to 10:30. And also Project Lazarus has their annual Guardian Angel Gala, which is also Friday night at the Ace Hotel, projectlazarus.net. I think that covers everything, but Gary Smith, who covers the Saints and the Pelicans and the LSU, Tulane, and UNO with the Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so let me ask you about I was just thinking about this last night. I didn't watch a lot of that game, but I'm starting to think that a lot of people said, yeah, maybe Monty Williams should have been still in New Orleans. And I'll tell you what, two of the last three series they played in, I know one was the NBA Finals, which was a meltdown. And I think you gotta say what happened last night was pretty embarrassing, and because they were up 3-2 in that series, and they could have lost to the Pelicans as well. So I think Phoenix is there's going to be a lot of changes in Phoenix next year at certain levels. I don't know which levels, but I want your thoughts on that. I guess you were surprised how Phoenix, when they went up 3-2, you know, we talked about that percentage. When you win game five, you win like 80% of the time. So how surprised mm-hmm. were you that they lost two games in a row where they weren't very competitive?
Yeah, it was the losing. First, I was surprised that they lost the series. I'll go back to when they won the first two games in that series. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a sweep. And I know a lot of people talking about how Dallas wasn't going to give Phoenix anywhere near as much trouble as the Pelicans did at the time. But the historic thing was just the complete and utter non-competitiveness of those last two games. I thought Phoenix was going to win last night. After about 5 minutes, I didn't, though. I mean, it was an absolute, complete no-show that's almost unprecedented for a team that had won as many games. I think they're the third team to not make the conference finals that won 64 or more games in the regular season. They dominated the NBA in the regular season, and it was just a complete demolition. It's funny. I've always felt Luka Doncic the last few years was actually the most talent, my favorite player to watch in the NBA. I just didn't like the players around him in Dallas and didn't trust them to be able to win a series of this magnitude. And they certainly proved me wrong. But I do think the main story off of last night was just Phoenix and just an embarrassing performance. It was unbelievable. I mean, they were down by 54 points at one time in that game on their home floor with by far the best record in the NBA. Obviously, Chris Paul had to give everything he had to get them by the Pelicans, and that clearly affected him at the end of the series. He's doing things at his age that no point guard his age has ever done before, and it finally caught up to him because he was a bad player at the end of that series. He had two games with more turnovers than assists, which had never happened in the entire season until, I think, game three and game six in that series. It happened to him, and he showed his age, and I agree. If Phoenix wants to bring these guys back, why would they expect a different result next year than what they got in the final last year and then in the conference semifinals?
I think there was an NHL team that had the best record, won the Hart Award or whatever the award is for the best record, yeah, and got swept in the first round. That's about as close as I can think to that. But on the other game, at least Milwaukee can argue, look, I think Boston's a pretty good team. Yeah. And they didn't have Middleton, who's the second best mm-hmm. player in the team. And I never was a big fan of the rest of the cast of Milwaukee. But they weren't real competitive in the second half of that game either. I think Giannis just got exhausted. He was just carrying the whole team. But so that brings us to the I think Golden State's gonna win comfortably in that series against Dallas. I don't buy Dallas, regardless of what happened in this last series. I like Golden State. The other one I think is a toss-up. I lean towards Miami because I think Miami's going to be a much bit better defensive team against Boston. But who knows? I'd say it's going to be Golden State-Miami. That's my prediction.
Yeah, see, yeah, I'll go with your Golden State pick, although I think it'll be a lot tougher than you think because Luka Doncic, again, is going to be the best player on the floor. Steph Curry has not been quite the same player coming back from his injury that he was before, although still capable of dominance, and Golden State was really inconsistent against Memphis, so I think that series could go long. But I actually thought Boston looked like the best team in the first round against the Nets. I didn't think they'd be able to stop the Greek Freak, and I was right on that front, but the absence of Middleton helped Boston. I think Miami's going to have a harder time scoring against Boston than Boston's going to have scoring against Miami. I'm pretty confident that Boston will take out Miami, and of course that's coming from the guy who told you the last time I was on that Phoenix and Milwaukee were going to be in the final. So you can take my opinion with a grain of salt.
I keep changing too. Yeah, I went from Phoenix, Milwaukee, the chalk, to after the first round with Phoenix against the Pelicans. I thought it was going to be Golden State. I really thought it was going to be Golden State.
I just don't. There's something. They certainly can do it because they're still capable of scoring 24 points in 3 minutes and hitting eight threes in real fast. But they're just not. I haven't liked what I've seen from them. I didn't like how hard it was for them to beat Memphis without John Morant. And it really, I'm not sure they win that series if they don't come back in Game Five.
When
they were never leading until the final. Yeah, they were never ahead until the final minute, and then they got completely blown out in Game Six.
Yeah, Game Four.
But when Klay Thompson
played really well, I think that was Game. Mm-hmm. I think it was the last game. If Klay Thompson plays well, they are a tough team to beat. I think that's a key to Golden State. But we only got a couple.
We only got a couple more minutes left,
so I want to get your thoughts on the Saints. With bringing in Jarvis Landry, Tyrann Mathieu, the schedule, 3 night games, 1 London game. Tampa Bay still a big favorite, according to the bookies, to win the NFC South. But I think the gap is closer. What do you think about their prospects?
I agree, and bringing in Jarvis Landry, again, proof the Saints are going all in this year because they believe they can win the division. I mean, this is a guy who as recently as 2019 had almost a 1,200-yard receiving season. I was not at the Saints mini camp. I don't really take too much into all that stuff, rookie mini camp, but the people who were there just raved about Chris Olave's performance at the mini camp. Wide receiver was the number one position that the Saints needed to upgrade going into this year so that we could find out what Jameis Winston can do when he has weapons around him. And they clearly seem to have upgraded that position. The Saints have beaten the Bucs 4 straight times in the regular season here. I think the Saints have a shot at the division. We'll see how it all plays out, obviously.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We ran out of time, but I just remind you of this as we finish up that they have Tampa Bay at -350. They have the Saints 5-1 to win the division. So they're not giving the Saints a lot of respect, but we'll see how it goes. But Gary, thanks for joining me, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, well, that's the show. I want again to thank all our great guests, Cynthia Freeland for the NFL Network, Gary Smith with The Advocate, Amy with NowFee.com, and all the great events surrounding NowFee, Preservation Resource Center, Danielle Del Sol, talking about their great event, the 43rd, Julia Jump, and, of course, Jared Zeller, friends of Bayou St. John, Bayou Boogaloo, this weekend on famous Bayou St. John. Everybody have a great week, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.